An audit of state vehicles shows many aren't used as much as they could be. Others are being driven by public employees who failed to reimburse the state for personal miles. So far, 70 people have been ordered to pay up. The Department of Natural Resources will have to get rid of the most cars, about 20%, followed by the UW system. Roughly half those vehicles belong to the Madison campus. Fleet Director Farmars Vakili says many are essential for transporting animals or equipment.
Our vehicles, they each have a purpose. Now, I'm not saying that we cannot cut any. That's not the point. But we would like to see the criteria that they are applying for this. We have pledged that we will cooperate. We are very sensitive to their agendas.
Governor Jim Doyle ordered a review of the state's fleet to see which of the more than 7,000 vehicles could be eliminated. He wants to reduce the fleet to what it was before a buying spree in the 90s. The review was expanded to include personal use of state cars following the drunk driving arrest of Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager. The state vehicles will be sold at an auction, but don't plan on bidding for a state patrol cruiser or DNR fire truck. Those vehicles are exempt from cuts. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.